To this Thursday live edition of Hardest Hit Radio. I'm your host, Toriana Parker, with our super producer, Brother Jabbar Edmonds. We have a special treat for you this evening. We have our District 7 high-running candidate, Lisa Willard Brown, in the studio with us this evening. For those who don't know, District 7, we have election August 25th. I encourage everyone out there to please cast your vote, no matter who it's for. You know, that is your right, so definitely go ahead and put that vote out there. We're going to go ahead and lead right into it, our candidate, Ms. Lisa Willard Brown for District 7. Lisa, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tori. Thank you for having me. You see, I came over on my lunch break because I know that this is very important.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Hey, so tell me, been a long race. You've been actually campaigning for over a year, for those who didn't know, so therefore you were way ahead on this process. How are we looking like going in the next few days, getting everyone out?
Oh, we're looking good. We're super excited. And I actually announced officially January 5th of this year. So I didn't wait to June to decide that I wanted to run for council. You know, this is something that is near and dear to my heart. And I've been out here hitting the beat every day, fighting for families in our neighborhood. But we're fired up. And as the president said, we're fired up and we're ready to go.
Hey, as we get now on board on this couple of days, What could a common person in District 7 or the rest of the city look for when they see a candidate like you? What could they expect out of you?
You know, I'm just authentic. I'm me. I'm one of you. I don't have to, be someone I'm not. You know, I'm straight from here. You know, when people have issues, they see me out there. I'm walking side by side with them. You know, so they can relate to me.
Good. As we run down the list of candidates, we have several. Just say, all fairness, we'd like to mention them. Sheila Newton, Sheila Griffin, Will Newton, Mr. Aaron Sharp, and the young fellow, Lewis Stevens, was a very, very attractive gentleman that I think would be good in leadership at a lot of levels at one day.
So do I.
But right now, a lot of people have your as their favorite right now. I think I got a lot of people entrusting in you to help lead them in the direction of, but you constantly get asked about the raise. How important is your raises to you?
You know what? What I'm hearing in my community is that we need jobs. So you know what my focus is? We need a plan, you know, because I love the raise. I love taking my grandkids to the raise game. But we need a plan, and we need a plan now. A plan that's going to create jobs, protect the taxpayers, and give us the best opportunity to keep the raise in the Tampa Bay area.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right. I think a lot of people lose focus on that. I think they're looking at for us. My thing is how I see it is the raise, a lot of the people in the city gave a lot for the raise to be here.
Yeah.
And I think it's very hard for our campaign to take a thing, whether they stay or go, with people giving up so much for them to be here. So for that to be so much high on the campaign, I don't really get it, because we have a lot of other issues that we've raised, and a lot of them that you've ran on, especially when it's been crime. In your opinion on crime, what is it, overrated? Is it a lot of issues with policing? Where do you at? We had a brother G. Breed on last week who gave some very insight on our St. Pete Police Department. What's your thoughts on it?
You know, at first I want to say I love Chief Holloway. I think he's doing an awesome job. I worked with him a couple of years before he even became our police chief in Clearwater while he was still their chief. And we worked together on a cold case initiative. So I knew things that he would bring to St. Pete, and I'm glad that he's here in the park, walk and talk. It's a beginning. It's baby steps, but it is a beginning in the healing for our community of trust between the police and the people of the South Side. And we can't stop there though. One of the questions that was posed at the forum was, do we think that we need more police in the community? And it was answered in several different ways. You know, we don't need police coming in to arrest our youth and all of this. And I'm certainly on that. You know, I agree with that. But just as a public safety standpoint, I have an elderly neighbor that lives next to me that won't even come outside because she's too afraid.
Right.
Increased police presence, you know, not to arrest anyone, but just to, you know, 99% of us obey the law, want to do right. It's just that 1% that,
right.
you know, don't want to see an increased police presence.
Right. Hey, in closing our segment, another issue, and I think maybe voters can hear a different perspective. There's been a lot said last week in reference to individuals who want to see a particular movie, which was Straight Outta Compton, which is going to be played down to Sundial. And I guess the owners of the Carmike, not exactly owners of Sundial, but the owners of Movie Code cited that they didn't want to show that movie there. So a message to our young people and our older that want to watch that movie. What was your feelings on that whole ordeal?
You know what? Even though it wasn't shown down there,
correct.
People went other places and saw that movie, and it has already, I think the first weekend it made over $60 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
All the way to the bank.
Yes.
So that's just money, you know, all the way to the bank.
Right. Yeah, so I guess at the end of the day, I guess at least the take on with that is beyond all that, the movie was a great success. Mm-hmm. I think people did find another venue. I think it was not worth the negative attention to even put to that
right.
Carmike Theater, so I think it all worked out. And our city could definitely see it positive where, it's actually good to go to Pinellas Park and some of those other
areas. I love it.
Get out of your own area and so mm-hmm. forth. And all that. And hopefully, eventually, with some development with our new District 7, when you become our city council, that we should be able to definitely push for some development that should be more attractive for a lot of other individuals, so they won't have to all put all kind of pressure on,
exactly.
on the downtown area.
Because you know what? This is our city.
Absolutely.
Our city, not just part of the South Side or the North, East, or West. This is our city.
Yes, indeed. As again, for those of you who don't remember, August 25th, please go out and cast your
Get
vote.
Get out and vote.
Absolutely. It is very important. This is a very important to a lot of things that we need to do. Check on your CRA, check on your development, check on the RFPs that's is coming out in our own area that has closed. So a lot of things to look at. Again, I am Toriana Parker, your host. I am with our District 7 leading candidate, Lisa Willard-Brown.
Yeah.
And like I say, she needs your vote on August 25th, and probably so do the other candidates. So in all fairness, please, everyone go out and cast your vote August 25th. Lisa, thank you very much
thank
for having
you
me on the
having
show.
Thank you for having me, Tori. Yeah. I truly appreciate it. August 25th, vote for Lisa Willard-Brown.
And hopefully look see you bring you back on the show when the generals start.
Anytime.
Right, I'm taking that out. Thank you again. I'm again your host, Toriana Parker, and Lisa Willard. I really appreciate you. Thank you again.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna go to a commercial. First, I wanna definitely give up to One Love Magazine, our number one sponsor of the show. It wouldn't be possible without them. And Cafe Creole, located at 922 22nd Street South. For the lunches they sponsor, please come down to Cafe Creole on 22nd Street South. We're going to commercial and we'll be right back at you. Thank you.
They have the best gumbo anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, this is me again, Toriana Parker. You're tuned into Hardest Hit Radio every Thursday from 12:15 to 12:45. I'm getting your host, Toriana Parker, our super producer, the brother Jabari Edmonds. Hey, bringing our second guest today's show. I'm sitting with one of the prestigious Anthony Hart. Those don't know Anthony Hart, he's the president of Lake Magoria Gators. He's been involved in Little League football for over 20 years. He also is a great board member for Advantage Village Academy, a local nonprofit and organization whose mission to help youth, underserved, privileged, equality, income, gender, everything. Advantage Village Academy covers everything under the sun. This is my guest, Anthony Hart. Anthony, how you doing today?
Doing fine, Toriana. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, tell me about tonight. Carter G. Woodson, heard just a backpack giveaway. Tell me something about it.
Right. Tonight at 6:30 at the Carter G. Woodson Museum on 9th Avenue South, Vantage Village Academy, and Carter G. Wilson is sponsoring a backpack giveaway, which we've been doing for over the last 8 years. 6:30, everybody need to come out to receive the backpack with school supplies in them as well. So parents, please bring your kids out or call 727-321-7919 to get your name on the list, because we only have around 300 sold backpacks to give away.
How long have y'all been doing something like that?
Roughly 8+ years now. Advantage Village Academy has been doing this. We started at our gym that we had down on 22nd Street South in the 1100 block. And it's just been taking off ever since.
Hey, speaking of the youth, and that is a very good job, especially on that backpack giveaway. There's a lot of needed families in this area. Hey, I want to hear another thing that you're heavily involved in. Right now, you're president of Lake Magoria Gators, been around a couple years, practicing games over at Gibbs High School, my old alma mater. In the state of Little League football, how's Lake Magoria Gators doing these days?
Well, Lake Magoria Gators youth football is an up-and-coming organization which was started last year. This is our second year, our sophomore year, so of course we got our ups and downs, but we are progressing greatly because we have great support from different sponsors and everything, and we're just trying to get kids out from ages 4 to 15, that's girls and boys.
Is it too late to sign up?
No, it's not too late to sign up, but if an organization's rosters are what they call sealed, then we have to go before MFFCC board to get them unsealed so these kids can play. But I would say come out and let's work on it. We can get you to play. We can get the kids going.
Person finance is not all in place. Could an organization like Lake Magoria help a person out?
Yeah, we do have a payment plan. I just need you to come talk with me or my treasurer, which is Rachel Jerger. And I would never turn a kid away, period. Never turn a kid away.
Hey, do you think we have too many Little League organizations here in the city of St. Pete?
This is something I've been asked on numerous occasions the past couple of years. Some people say yes. Me personally, I say no, because there are a lot of kids out here that still not playing football or even cheering on the south side. I know we got about 6 or 7 different organizations on the south side in a 3-mile radius, but you still have a lot of kids that are roaming the streets that are not doing anything. And if everybody can get those kids, then we can move forward. And also, I just feel as though, why have 4 or 5 JV teams? It's not necessary. Your organization is stacked with kids and you got the max 35, 40 on each kid. Why have all the JV teams? Send them to different organizations. We, as presidents of these organizations on the south side, need to start working together instead of pulling each other down.
How about this for an idea? If you're talking about all these organizations here, which is several, especially here on the south side, mm-hmm. What happened if they, what would you be for an idea such as this? Someone like the Coliseum downtown, right? Mm-hmm. And you took all the organizations, right? And said, we're going to do our registration on this day at this time. So therefore, that place can hold 700, 800,000 people, right? And therefore, if you get a ton of kids out, and maybe you're Lake Magoria and every single team you have full, you can either refer them over to another organization there at the same time to make sure that all the numbers are good across the board, instead of hoarding all the kids and keeping them all and having 2 and 3 JVs and all that kind of stuff, where that kid could very well be a varsity on another organization. So therefore, you should have a fair and balanced Little League program. Would you be for something like that?
I would be one to spearhead something like that.
Right, okay.
Because at the end of the day, it shouldn't be about the adults. It should be about these kids,
right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And if each organization is at one spot holding their registrations together, even though some organizations start before others, that's a win-win situation for these kids.
How about, let's see, could we look forward to seeing something like that being initiated by yourself? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. You guys heard it first. That was Anthony Hart, a longtime board member of Vanderbilt Academy, and your current president of Lake Magoria Gators. Registration and practice is over at Gibbs High School, You want to hurry, get there by Friday if you like. You can actually say that Anthony Hart sent you. We're going to let you finish off. Anthony, anything you want to say to the out there or to the listeners? Anything, any message you want to get across from what you're doing from any of the organizations you're working on for before we close out your segment?
All I would say, parents, is bring them out to the backpack giveaway. We're going to have hot dogs for the kids as well. Maybe some chips and some sodas or waters, but bring them out and don't just let your kids stay home and play the video games all day. Get them in some type of recreation. Let's start being a part of their lives.
Now that's the way to wrap it up. Again, that was Anthony Hart, president of Lake Magoria Gator, and also a long-term board member of Evangelical Academy, organizations that operational here on 22nd Street the last 7-8 years. I'm your host again, Toriana Park. And again, I want to say another special shout out to our sponsors, One Love Magazine. Brother Jabari Edmonds could produce any item. He's your super duper photographer. Please get that brother a call, 727-320-6264 for your production needs. And also, like I say, another shout out to Gallery 909, Carla Bristol, some of the best arts you can see on this corridor. Please come down and see her, Gallery 909, 22nd Street South, open daily. Again, I'm your host, Toriana Parker. I'm going to head to a commercial, and I'll be right back at you. Hey, back again. This is your host, Toriana Parker, coming live from Hard Hit Radio. As stated, we have our super producer, brother Jabari Edmonds, with One Love Magazine. That's the production company behind this great set we have here. Hey, just to wrap up today's show, we had Lisa Willard Brown running for District 7, along with Sheila Griffin and Will Newton and Lewis Stevens and Andrew Sharp. A good host of other candidates that's vying for your votes. No matter who you vote for in that group, please go ahead and just cast your vote on August 25th. If you like to make some changes, hey, utilize your vote to the fullest and you can get that change fulfilled. And our second guest we had on the day was Anthony Hart. Anthony Hart has done a lot of work with youth in this area. Also has done a lot with organizations of charitable organizations for his giving year round and so forth, and he does a great job here. So we've had two great guests on here today. Both of them are very people that have done very good work in the community. So I would like to thank them for definitely coming on. Lastly, I would just like to give us some shout outs to some of the businesses that helped us sponsor this show that we put on today. Number one, to Sylvia's down the street. Sylvia has been there. They open through Tuesday through Sunday. That's your soul food restaurant. Please come out and support those. You know, if we don't support some of these businesses, we can't ever complain if they ever closed up. And again, to our magnificent Gallery 909 with Carla Bristol, the owner. Very good spoken word, great artwork there. Please stop by, see Carla Bristol. Tell her brother Javar sent you by. You know, she'll love to see it. And lastly, Cafe Creole. Hey, if you want that Cajun gumbo and that good fruit, please guys drop by. I'm your host again, Toriana Parker. We'll be on again next Thursday at 12:15 to 12:45. So tune in. At least look for it on YouTube, One Love Magazine. Again, I'm your host, Toriana Parker. Thank you very much, and I see you next.